US President Donald Trump says he's prepared for either war or negotiations with Iran, a country he says is badly failing and is a total mess. Mr. Trump has also dismissed claims by Tehran that it's broken up a CIA spy ring. Iran's announced it's arrested 17 of its own nationals, with some sentenced to death. The president's comments came as he hosted Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan at the White House. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
It's a great country. They're great people. I have many friends from Pakistan. Living in New York, I have a lot of Pakistani friends, I will tell you that.
US President Donald Trump's warm welcome to Prime Minister Imran Khan swiftly included an offer to broker peace with India.
I mean, it's impossible to believe. Two incredible countries that are very, very smart, with very smart leadership, can't solve a problem like that. But if you would want me to mediate or arbitrate, I would be willing to do that.
Mr. Trump's expansive promises continued, pledging the two leaders would work on ending his country's longest war in Afghanistan through negotiations rather than a catastrophic show of force.
We're like policemen. We're not fighting a war. If we wanted to fight a war in Afghanistan and win it, I could win that war in a week. I just don't want to kill 10 million people. Does that make sense to you? I don't want to kill 10 million people. I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
The president seemed cheerful, happily taking questions from the press for 40 minutes, just hours after launching several Twitter attacks on fake news. He dismissed claims from Tehran that it has broken up a CIA spy ring as ridiculous, saying Iran is lying, just like when it claimed the US hadn't shot down one of its drones.
Instead of saying, yeah, that happened, they lie. They say it didn't happen. So there's a lot of proof. It's called take a look at it on the ocean floor. Just go down there, take your scuba gear and go down there.
Tehran's claims it arrested 17 of its own nationals for working with the CIA, with some sentenced to death, was dismissed by the State Department and analysts across the US. Mr. Trump says war and negotiating are both live options.
Let's see what happens with Iran. We are ready for the absolute worst, and we're ready for sense, too. But we are very geared up, and if they are really the number one state of terror in the world.
Mr. Trump also continued his fight with four Democratic congresswomen, who are known as the Squad, on Twitter, but dismissed accusations he's creating racial divisions.
They're very bad for our country, absolutely. No, I don't think. No racial tension. No, there's no racial tension. Look, I had my best numbers recently, and it's because of the economy and what I've done for the African American. When you look at the African Americans are doing better than they've ever done in our country.
Mr. Trump ended the meeting in the same friendly tone he began, promising to help Prime Minister Imran Khan achieve re-election. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.